ABC Radio Australia.
Typically, the autumn months, it's a boom time for Pacific seasonal workers as the agricultural sector amps up recruitment for the winter harvest. But this year, demand is down, and experts worry an upcoming mandate to force farmers to pay palm workers a minimum of 30 hours per week is making them look elsewhere for labour. Now, Pacific recruiters are sounding the alarm, as Carl Evans reports.
For Pacific Labour Mobility recruiter Dan Dempsey, the best part of his job is helping Ni Vanuatu people with no income get farm work in Australia. But lately, his job has become increasingly difficult because demand for Pacific seasonal workers is dropping.
There is a lot of angst. I'm a member of the Vanuatu Agents Committee over here, and we're all experiencing this. We're all experiencing massive downturn in numbers. I would say most of my day is spent counselling workers who now no longer have a job.
Dan works for Empower SWR Vanuatu. He says traditionally, demand for Pacific agricultural workers increases in February as farmers load up for the winter harvest. But this year, he says recruiters are detecting a 20 to 40% drop in demand, and he fears it's due to the upcoming employment changes, which will see farmers forced to offer palm workers a minimum of 30 hours per week. And with current palm contracts set at 9 months, he worries the costs are now too much for employers to bear.
Farmers are not prepared to commit to paying. Plus, you've also got what's called the 20-20-hour rule. So that's where a grower has to pay for their transport and accommodation, plus the 30 hours, in a week where they're working less than 20 hours per week. That translates to around about over $1,000 for a 30-hour week per worker that farmer has to cough up for. And that is turning out to be a huge turn-off for a grower.
Data from a new study appears to agree with him. According to Richard Curtin, a research associate at the Development Policy Centre, demand for palm workers has declined 10% over 9 months prior to February of this year. That's a drop in almost 3,000 workers.
When you then talked about the 10% decline, that refers to the short-term workers, but we've also got data there including the workers who are also in agriculture, but they're long-term. There's a small portion who fit into that category, but surprisingly, they've declined even greater. So the significance of that is that there's something happening in agriculture that's causing approved employers to lower their demand for both sorts of workers. And we think that's due to the new deed of agreement.
He's referring to the new 30-hour rule, which will come into effect in July. However, that might not be the only thing turning farmers away from Pacific workers. Richard says the number of backpackers in Australia has returned to pre-pandemic levels, and they are proving to be a cheaper option for farmers.
Backpackers are much more flexible source of workers for the employers because they are employed strictly on a casual basis, which means that each day they're employed, it's only for that day and only get ongoing work if they're requested to come back the next day. And so that flexibility is appealing, whereas the seasonal workers are on a contract.
Interestingly, the drop in demand for Pacific workers looks specific to the agricultural sector and is not occurring in others, such as the meat industry. Regardless, Dan fears between 4,000 and 5,000 Ni Vanuatu workers could be made unemployed this season if the trend continues. He says that would be devastating for some families.
For these workers, this is their career. Many workers come back to Vanuatu. First thing they do is they take their money, they use it as collateral for loans to pay for land and to build houses. So effectively taking a mortgage. They use the collateral and the guarantee that they have work coming up, like that they are in employment, to get the loan approval. And now they're finding that they're piling into my office to say, Dan, I really have to go back to Australia as quickly as possible. So at the end of the day, at the ground level here, we have a lot of workers that are going to have their land and house repossessed.
And that's Pacific Labour Mobility Recruiter Dan Dempsey ending that report from Kyle Evans. Meanwhile, we asked the Australian Government if they were concerned with the decline in numbers. A departmental spokesperson said the 30-hour changes were implemented following concerns that workers, when offered too few hours, could not earn enough to support themselves in Australia. Now, the spokesperson said while numbers have moderated since the pandemic, participation in the PALM scheme remains high. Well, horticultural industry group Australian Fresh Produce Alliance says the changes to minimum working hours are the main reason behind the drop in seasonal worker demand. Chief Executive Claire McLennan says farmers want to employ Pacific workers as they're more skilled and productive than backpackers. But she tells Doug Dingwall the lack of flexibility under the new rules means the PALM scheme is no longer fit for purpose.
In a horticulture context, that's a real challenge because obviously we have seasonal fluctuations in production, and even a couple of days of rain or particularly cold weather mean a really significant delay to work on a farm. And that lack of flexibility actually means that the PALM schemes no longer fit to purpose for highly seasonal work, and it poses a really significant financial risk to employers. So a really key reason why that reduction's occurred is that those GM guidelines have some components that are really unworkable for employers. Probably the second component is there's definitely been an increase in backpackers returning to Australia post-COVID, and obviously as the PALM scheme has become less and less flexible and more difficult to operate for employers, it becomes much more attractive to employ backpackers who inherently have much greater flexibility in how they could be employed on farm.
What's more attractive about the backpackers compared to seasonal workers, according to the feedback you're receiving at the moment?
I think the real attractiveness of the backpackers is the ability to engage backpackers in short-term working relationships that really complement both the seasonality of work in horticulture, but also workers that are typically able to more easily, you know, move between different blocks of work, which is something that doesn't really occur in the PALM scheme. Having said that, the real challenge for industry is the PALM scheme is really well supported by employers, and particularly employers in horticulture, and the productivity of PALM scheme workers we know is greater than backpackers, and typically they return to work year on year on farm. So it's actually a real challenge for industry because there's arguably a strong preference to employ PALM workers because of that increase in productivity, but it's really limited now by the lack of flexibility within the new program.
Is there a need to do some tweaking to the new requirements for employers, or do you think they need to be scrapped altogether?
So without getting too technical, there's a current set of arrangements that are operating within the PALM scheme now that see workers guaranteed effectively 120 hours work over 4 weeks. That's an average of 30 hours per week. Now, industry's view is that that's something that's totally achievable. We can meet that requirement. We can make sure that workers have that minimum work and the earnings associated with that and the protection of that minimum work guarantee. The challenge is from July this year, we'll move to a fixed 30-hour requirement per week. We've really been encouraging government to lower significant reduction in workers and obviously the increase in backpackers, so an availability of an alternative workforce. We've really been encouraging government to review the current settings and stick with the settings that we have now, and that is those hours averaged over a month, because we feel that meets obviously the requirements of workers for a secure and guaranteed income, minimum amount of work, but also meets the flexibility needs of our industry.